Celebration! Celebrate! Hey! Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. Now, what kinds of things do you like to celebrate? Birthdays? Weddings? A new job? Someone's graduation? Well, the title of our lesson is, Let's Celebrate! Yes, it's time to celebrate at Owl Media. Now, here's a question for you. Why are company celebrations important? Why are company celebrations important? There are several reasons, all in the first part of our lesson today. So, listen closely. It's time for us to begin.
Let's celebrate. Workplace celebrations make employees feel valued. Workplace celebrations can be anything from a monthly birthday party to an awards dinner for important contributions to the company. Employees gain intangible rewards from these group events, whether they take place during work or after hours. Celebrations give employees recognition for doing their jobs well and for milestones in their personal lives. Being recognized for great work shows employees that the company values their contributions. Celebrating personal events such as birthdays, weddings, and new babies shows the company takes a personal interest in its staff.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 intangible 这个形容词 ,ing 这个字首有否定的意思 ,tang 这个字典是指碰触，所以 intangible 是指无形的。例如 intangible assets such as wisdom, morality and goodwill are more valuable than money. 无形的资产例如智慧、道德与善意比金钱还更有价值。intangible 也指无法形容的。例如 This old building has an intangible charm. 这栋老建筑有一种难以言喻的魅力。它的反义词就是去掉字首的 IN 变成 tangible. 例如 The new campaign hasn't brought any tangible benefits. 这个新的宣传活动并没有带来任何实际的收益。继续我们看的是 milestone 这个名词。Mile 是指英里， stone 是指石头，所以 milestone 本来是指里程碑或者是里程标示。但是在这里是指人生的重大事件，例如 Irene felt that starting her own business was an important milestone in her life. Irene 觉得自己创业是她人生中重要的转捩点，或者是 The invention of this medicine was a milestone in the treatment of AIDS. 这个药剂的发明是治疗艾滋病的重大里程碑。
Time to celebrate!
Celebrate! It's time to celebrate!But wait, what are we celebrating?
Our awesome lesson. We have a blast right now with this lesson. It's called Let's Celebrate. Friends, it's time to celebrate because you are learning English and you're going to do a great job.
Well, that is definitely
a good reason
something
to celebrate.
To celebrate.
Okay, so let's celebrate workplace celebrations. Okay, that's what we're learning about here.Today. Of course, it's important to celebrate not just in the workplace, but at school as well. If you've done a great job, if your class has participated well together, maybe you guys should celebrate. Maybe the teacher should celebrate with you.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Get the teacher to celebrate with you. Well, we read here in our lesson, Let's celebrate. Workplace celebrations make employees feel valued.Now, before we continue talking about celebrations, the guys have something that they want to say about different ways that you can celebrate.
Yay!
Yes, so let's go to the info cloud.
Yay! Oh, yes. It's just regular. It's regular.
A high five happens when two people each raise an open hand and then slap each other's palms.
T
People high-five each other as a form of greeting, congratulation, and celebration. The exact origin of the high-five is not clear, but it probably started in American sports culture.
Now, if two people are not physically close enough for a high-five, they can do an air five or a Y five, going through the motions of a high five, but from a distance.
If you really want to celebrate something, but there's no one around, you can high five yourself. Raise one hand and then slap it with the other.
Good one. Now, related to the high five is the fist bump, where two people bump their fists together. There are many variations of this, like the exploding fist bump, where after bumping fists, you wiggle your fingers like this, suggesting a mini explosion.
Now, sometimes you might raise an open hand for a high five, but the other person offers a closed fist, preparing for a fist bump. Awkward.
Right. So if you're not sure which one to do, call it out beforehand. High five! Or fist bump!
美国人在某一件事上达成了共识或者在庆祝一项成功的事情往往会做出一个动作。 High five就是举手击掌。 会用high five这个字是因为手掌要举 high高, 手掌上有五根手指。 有时候呢，两个人隔了一段距离，碰不到手，就可以来个air five，就是隔空的high five。除了high five，还有一个源自美国职业篮球的动作，fist bump，碰拳，就是两个人伸出拳头，轻轻的互撞一下，这也是一个用来表示友好或者庆祝的动作。有时候两个人一个想要击掌，另一个呢却想要碰拳，就变得有点尴尬。因此呢，有一个确认的方法。 那就是在做出动作之前，先说出你要做的动作。High five! 对方应该就会照做。这就是今天的Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。Man,
they did such a great job explaining. Good job, you guys. Right here, Rebecca.
Good job. Excellent.
All right. Let's continue with our lesson here today, learning about workplace celebrations. Workplace celebrations can be anything from a monthly birthday party to an awards dinner for important contributions to the company. So in that sentence, basically the idea is there are many reasons to celebrate. It could be celebrating a birthday. It could be celebrating the fact that people are contributing to the company. There are many reasons to celebrate.
That's right. Well, let's continue on. Here we read, employees gain intangible rewards from these group events, whether they take place during work or after hours. Now, let's go back up and talk about those words, intangible rewards. Now, typically when I think about the word intangible, I think of something that you can't necessarily actually pick up or you can't really feel it.
Right. So our clipboards are tangible things. We can feel these. You can feel your magazines. Those are tangible objects, right? So an intangible reward is not money, all right? It's something that will be beneficial for you, maybe emotionally or in some other way. Maybe it boosts your self-esteem or your confidence. That is an intangible reward.
And of course, we're learning how these employees gain intangible rewards from going to group events. And it doesn't necessarily have to take place during work hours. Maybe sometimes it happens after work hours. Well, let's continue on. Celebrations give employees recognition for doing their jobs well and for milestones in their personal lives. Let's take a look at that word, milestone. What is a milestone? Well, that's just an important event that, I guess, you know, when I think of a milestone in my life, it would be something that, a goal that I've been working to sort of achieve.
Okay, so you've achieved this goal, and now you're at this place, and sometimes at a milestone like this, people can kind of think about their lives. They reflect on what's happened in the past, and think about their future goals as well. Mm-hmm. But this milestone right now is very important. For example, graduation is a milestone. When you graduate from high school, that is a milestone. You did it. When you graduate from university, you did it. That's another milestone.
Or, for example, when I hiked Half Dome at Yosemite National Park many years ago, that was definitely a milestone in my life.
Really? It kind of changed your life in some way?
It really did.
Yeah, cool.
It really, really did, as a matter of fact. Partly because I was so young.
Right. Okay. Well, it was quite a challenge, hiking mm-hmm. Half Dome. Well, friends, other milestones could include weddings or sometimes birthdays, but birthdays happen, you can't even control that, right? You just have a birthday. But having kids, that's another milestone as well. Talk about the different milestones in your life. Well, we're learning about other ways that you can celebrate, right? Being recognized for great work shows employees that the company values their contributions. Okay, so that is one intangible reward, is that you feel that the company values what you have contributed.
And we read here, celebrating personal events such as birthdays, weddings, and new babies shows the company takes a personal interest in its staff. Now let's talk about this phrase, to take a personal interest in somebody or something. That just means that you are very interested in that person on a personal level.
Right. For example, God takes a personal interest in you. It's not just some general idea. Oh, God loves everybody. No, he takes a personal interest in you. Friends, we have more to learn about celebrations right after this. So stay
tuned.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are learning about celebrations. Yes, it's important to celebrate. In the workplace, it's important to show your employees that you value them. And so you can celebrate their birthdays, their weddings, different milestones in their lives to show that you take a personal interest in them. Well, friends, we have more to learn. Let's go learn at Owl Media.
Let's celebrate. Conversation A, in Adam's office.
Come in. Laura, Brad, have a seat.
Uh-oh. I think we're in trouble, Laura.
On the contrary, Brad. It's been a great year at Owl Media, and I'd like to celebrate that and reward everyone.
That would be great. So, are you planning to take all of us to Hawaii?
Sorry, Laura. The company can't afford that. But I do want to throw a lunch party for the staff and reward people for all they've accomplished.
Great idea. Let's start planning.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 on the contrary 这个成语。contrary 这个形容词是指相反的，所以 on the contrary 是指反而、相反的或者是反倒。例如 ，After Greg found out about his disease, he didn't stop attending school. On the contrary, he studied even harder. Greg 发现自己的疾病之后，他并没有停止上学，反倒更加的用功。或者是 I thought the play would be boring. On the contrary, I enjoyed it very much.我原本以为这出戏会很无趣，结果我反倒非常喜欢。最后我们看的是 reward 这个字。reward 在今天的课文中是当动词，意思是奖励或奖赏。例如 ,the teacher gives stickers to reward her preschoolers. 这位老师给他的幼儿园学生贴纸当作奖励。或者是 Jonathan's hard work finally was rewarded with a promotion. Jonathan 的努力工作终于被奖励，得到了升职。 Reward 也可以当名词，例如 whoever finishes the task first will be given a reward. 最快完成任务的人会得到奖励。And now let's get back to our teacher.
Okay, so the next part of our lesson takes us to Owl Media. And this conversation starts off with Adam. So we're in Adam's office. And Adam says, come in, Laura, Brad. Have a seat.
Uh-oh. I think we're in trouble, Laura. Okay, well, I hope they're...enjoying their seat,
mm-hmm.
because they might be in trouble, right? So they might need to be seated. That way they can relax and try to listen to Adam. Maybe Adam's going to say something that's really scary, and so they need to sit down.
Right, okay. Hold on for just a moment, Gabe.
What?
We don't know if they're actually in trouble, but we do know that Adam did tell Laura and mm-hmm. Brad to have a seat. So before we discuss why they're in the office...Let's talk about this phrase, have a seat.
Well, this is a good phrase to use, especially if you have guests over at your house. You could say, hey, have a seat, make yourself at home, right? So this is a good phrase to know when someone is coming into your room or your office and you want them to relax.
Exactly. Well, moving on, Adam responds to Brad by saying,On the contrary, Brad, it's been a great year at Owl Media. Gabe, they're not in trouble.
Huh?
They're not in trouble.
Oh, right.
Yes, Brad and Laura are not in trouble because No. Adam says, on the contrary. Let's talk about this phrase. What does it mean when we say, on the contrary?
Okay, well, you use this phrase when you want to express it's the opposite of what someone said.And maybe it's not exactly the opposite, but you want to express that it's not what the other person means. So, for example, Brad says, I think we're in trouble. And Adam says, no, on the contrary. And he explains, it's been a great year at Owl Media, so they should celebrate, right? Well, let's think of another way to use this phrase. You could say, you know, I'm not sick. On the contrary, I'm in great health. Or, I'm not sick. On the contrary, I'm just a little bit sad.
Or you could also say, didn't you say that that film was exciting? On the contrary, it was actually really boring.
Hmm.
Or you could say, I thought that the coffee shop was really big. On the contrary, it was actually quite small.
Well, doesn't matter if it's big or small. Coffee is always better than tea.
On the contrary, tea is...better than coffee, and we all know that.
All right, well, friends, let's continue with our lesson here. Adam says, on the contrary, Brad, it's been a great year at Owl Media, and I'd like to celebrate that and reward everyone.
And Laura responds by saying, that would be great. So are you planning to take us all to Hawaii? Wow, that would be a great reward. I wonder if we could go to Hawaii.
Hey.
Like, everyone here at Studio Classroom.
Yeah, all 250 of our
yeah.
staff.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great. I'll mention that to Doris.
Yes, you should do that.
Okay, Hawaii next year.
You can tell Doris that I am in full agreement.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
We're going to Hawaii next vacation, next company vacation here. Okay, well,
right.
Laura responds, says, that would be great. Are you planning on taking us to Hawaii? I don't think they have a budget for Hawaii.Unlike Studio Classroom. Adam says, sorry, Laura, the company can't afford that, but I do want to throw a lunch party for the staff and reward people for all that they've accomplished. Now, if you have an event, if you are hosting the event, you have organized the event, you could use this phrase, you are throwing the event.
Mm-hmm. To throw a party, you're not actually taking a party and throwing it like you do with a ball,
No.
but you're just planning and organizing the party or the event. For example, Kendra threw a party for her sister's 16th birthday.
Good. So we use the word when we're talking about parties.
Mm-hmm.
You threw a party. We threw a going away party for a friend who is leaving. Okay, so Adam wants to do something to celebrate everything, so he is going to throw a party. Brad says, great idea. Let's start planning. Well, I plan right now to enjoy the SC Challenge.
Yay! Yes! Yes! It's time for the SC Challenge.
Oh, Well, for today's SC Challenge, we're with someone very special to me, anyway. Who are you? Could you tell everyone your name and how you're related to me?
I'm Ruth Harbor, and this is my son, Gabe.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mom, I'm very glad to have you here on the show. And speaking of SC challenges, I know it probably wasn't always easy with me growing up. It has been a challenge at times, right?
Of course, always.
Of course, always. Right. Well, now it's time for...
That's normal.
Yeah, normal. Now it's time for another challenge for you, Mom. Do you know the question I'm going to ask you?
Yes, you have prompted me.
Okay, I did tell my mother the question today, because I don't normally. Now, in a working environment, what do you like to do to people or for people to make them feel special and valued?
I often like to write notes of mm-hmm. encouragement and leave them with people, or to invite them out for a cup of coffee to spend some special time together.
Mm-hmm. My mom is a very personable person, and that's something that she taught us growing up as well. On Sundays, make sure you write letters and cards to people, because it's good to keep in touch. Now, of course, we have email, but I like that that you like to still write notes and make people feel special and take them out for special occasions. Now, I'm also curious, if your company... or if you're part of a company that just did very well financially and making a lot of money, how would you like to take everyone out to celebrate?
I would probably have them to my home mm-hmm. for pork roast dinner.
Oh, you're making me hungry. My mom makes a really good pork roast. And yes, she's a very good host as well. Friends, if there's any chance you have, maybe you can come over and enjoy some pork roast.
Welcome.
At our house. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining, Mom.
You're welcome.
And I hope maybe if there's another opportunity, you can come on back.
All right. Will do.
All right. We'll see you all next time for the SC Challenge.
Aw, Gabe, your mom is so sweet.
Well, like mother, like son. Hey, Rebecca, how would you want your employees to feel valued?
I definitely would like to throw a party every single month. I would take them out for tea.
And take them to Hawaii.
And yes, I would take them to Hawaii. And of course, guess what? I would give them a nice big gift certificate.
Oh, good. For lots of movies and gifts and things.
Mm-hmm.
Friends, we do have more to learn about celebrating next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.